From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. Utah is ranked third in the country in the number of acres burned in 2020 due to wildfires, according to stats recently released by the National Interagency Fire Center. From KUER's Southwest News Bureau, Lexi Peary reports on a concerning trend for this year's fire season.
Over 80% of the fires in Utah this year have been human-caused, some of the main culprits being vehicles, target shooting, and fireworks. And this year is historic compared to the last 10, where around 60% of the fires were started by people, according to Utah Fire spokesperson Kate Webb.
It is a public safety concern. It places all of our firefighters and first responders in unnecessary risk, and those fires are preventable. We can do better. We should lower those numbers here in Utah.
Fireworks restrictions will be lifted on Wednesday for parts of the state for Pioneer Day, but Webb says people still need to be cautious.
We have already seen how detrimental fireworks can be, used in the wrong locations and under the wrong conditions. And two very recent examples of that are the Traverse Fire and the Turkey Farm Road Fire.
The Traverse Fire started at the end of June and has since been put out. The Turkey Farm Road Fire started last week and is 85% contained. Both forced residential evacuations and combined have burned more than 12,000 acres. Lexi Peary, KUER News.
Utah health officials reported another 409 confirmed cases of COVID-19 today, along with four more deaths. All four men were either hospitalized or in a long-term care facility at the time of their death. In fact, more than 40% of deaths have occurred in long-term care locations. Since the start of the pandemic, 247 people have died from complications due to the disease. COVID-19 cases are still increasing around the region, and the wait times for getting test results are getting longer for many. The Mountain West News Bureau's Madeline Beck reports.
In Montana, there's been recorded wait times of up to 2 weeks. Carl Bergstrom is a biology professor at the University of Washington, and he says that kind of delay isn't helpful for anyone.
You need to be able to get the results back during the infectious period, which is a median length of about 7 days, and ideally, much faster than that.
Requests for testing are up in the region, which implies longer waits are not discouraging people from getting tested. But Bergstrom says the wait can be stressful. Most states in the Mountain West have wait times within a week, but state officials say that's still too slow. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Madeline Beck.
Utah businesses can now apply for grant money to buy personal protective equipment, redesign workplaces, and create solutions for social distancing. The Safe in Utah program is run by the Governor's Office of Economic Development and makes $5 million of federal CARES Act funding available. Businesses can apply for up to $100 per full-time employee or the actual cost of implementation. The Real Monarchs, members of the United Soccer League, have now hosted two games with fans in attendance since the season resumed earlier this month. And so far, there have been no COVID-19 cases connected to the events. That's according to Craig Martin, the vice president of facility operations for the Real Salt Lake Soccer Club. Martin says even though attendance dropped from the first game to the second, he doesn't think it's because of anything the facility is doing.
You know, when you come on one Saturday and 7 days later you're hearing about, another 500 cases a day, I think that might have created a bit of trepidation.
Martin says they're collecting everyone's name to contact trace and are asking people to exit the game in two sections instead of all at once. Three more people were charged today for their role in protests in Salt Lake City at the end of May. Miles Henry faces a third-degree felony for rioting and is the latest to face legal repercussions for helping destroy a police car that was flipped and set on fire. The other two people who were charged are tied to damaging a tracks platform and spray painting the Capitol. Thousands of people took to downtown Salt Lake City May 30th to protest against police brutality and racial injustice following the deaths of George Floyd in Minneapolis and Bernardo Palacios Carvajal in Salt Lake. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.